Paul was dealing with the brethren here who were really struggling with thinking like they used to think. And Paul was encouraging them in a way that they knew that they needed to think better, think properly, think precisely, think correctly. And I found it very interesting that he would encourage them in verses 17 through verse number 19 that don't think like the rest of the Gentiles. Don't think like that. Why? You came out of that. And the very fact that you came out of that way of thinking, of being alienated, being ignorant, blind, say, I don't want you thinking like that. And then in verse 20, he says, you not have so learned Christ. Literally in the Greek, you didn't learn Christ in that way. But then notice what he says in verse number 21. Verse 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt. Now, notice the old mentality can actually grow in a corrupt fashion. And just as the Bible teaches us to grow in grace, we can grow in the right way or you can grow in the wrong way. And so here he says, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the attitude of your mind, and that you put on the new man. This month we've been talking about truth on Wednesday night. And I want us to talk for a few minutes on the truth about the new man. What is he? What is he like? Which way should he be thinking? How difficult is him for the new man to remain fresh, if you will? I want us to take notice of some things that Paul demonstrates that we ought to be thinking about. Turn your Bibles to the book of Colossians. In our Bible class, we kind of touched on this. I didn't want to touch on it too much because I knew I was going to be looking at it here. But if you remember in Colossians chapter 3, the first couple of verses, as relates to seeking those things, setting your mind on things that are above, why? He tells them because you died. Your life is hidden, crypto, in Christ. And so when you see me, you ought to see Christ living in me. And remember on one occasion when Jesus said in John 14 and verse number 9, you've seen me, you've seen the Father, which means that he had the mind of his Father. He had the mind of his Father. But notice what he says in verse number 5. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. And then he goes through this laundry list of the mentalities and lifestyles that one should not have. That's detrimental, really, to the spirit-filled life. The life that is filled with the word of Christ, Colossians 3 and verse number 16. But then drop down to verse number 8. But now you yourselves are to put off these things. What things? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. And he goes on again with those things that we really shouldn't be having in our hearts. Working those things out of our minds. Why? Because really, we're trying to live a fresh new life, a different mentality. Look at verse 10. And have put on the fresh man, the new man, who is what? Renewed in knowledge. How are we renewed? How are we made fresh? By knowledge. Friends, we're always talking about that here at Ninth and Main. And we have our reading trees that's proven that we're doing the reading that we need to be reading. I hope all of us have taken advantage of that. I know for a fact that the more that I read, the clearer thinking I have. But then when I take it to the other level of practicing what I've read, then my thinking becomes clearer with my actions. It's not enough to just read, but we have to read and apply. But so notice what he says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, according to the image, the icon of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Now drop down to verse number 12. Look at this. Same wording, same idea of putting on. The idea there is to invest in clothing or to slip into clothing. And so when one is baptized into Christ, they are slipped into Christ. They have the mind of Christ. They have the clothing of Christ. And even Paul brings that out in Galatians 3, 26 and 27. But notice what he says here. And it's very important for us to keep this in our minds, because when we do that, then we understand some things. Notice what he says, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, those two things, holy and beloved, put on what? Tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. The new life in Christ looks like this. Tender mercies, kindness, goodness, meekness, temperance. We have all of these Christian graces that God wants us to add to our lives. What's the truth about the new man? Well, the truth about the new man is always seeking to do that which is right before God. For some reason, many believe that perfection means sinlessness. Perfection means blamelessness, which means that when I make a mistake, when I sin against God, when I do that which is wrong, then I'm going to do that which is right to make it right. That's blameless. Look at Philippians 2:15. As we close, when we think about the new man, and I just finished listening to a lesson, and it's interesting that when we don't have the right definitions in mind, then we can throw off everything that we understand according to God's word. God knows that we're not going to live this life without making some errors. But he has made the provision for us to make the error right. Nobody in their right mind should ever think, I'm going to go through this life without making any mistakes, any sin, any blunders. We know better than that. But it is wrong for the new man to think that he can do something that's contrary to the will of God and not make it right. Amen? Amen. Philippians 2 and verse number 15. Here we see that God wants us to be a certain type of people, even in the world that we live in, that you may become blameless. There's our word there. Put in your notes, Proverbs 11 and verse 20. It's a good passage there. And harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. The new man is not like the old man when I do something that I shouldn't do. Well, nobody saw it, so don't worry about it. No, that's false. Or I did something against someone and I know that I wronged them, but I'll just, you know, shower them with gifts instead of telling them I'm sorry. No, say I'm sorry. The new man is making it right because it's the right thing to do. The new man is seeking those things that are above because that's the right thing to do. The new man has the mentality that I want to please my God. And so definitions do mean something. So when we think about the new man, what's the truth about the new man? The new man died to himself and made that decision long ago, that I'm no longer going to live to myself or even for myself, but I'm going to live for the one that died for me, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and 15. And when I live for him, because he died for me and was risen for me, then I'm going to live the resurrected life too. That's the truth about the new man. And the new man is not going to lean on his own understanding, but lean on the understanding of his Father. But maybe you're not a child of God in. Well, you want to live that new man life. The way that you do that is by denying yourself. And Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily, follow me. One cannot truly follow the Christ if they're not willing to say, you know, it's not about me. It's about the one that died for me. And God made Jesus Christ supreme. Number one, preeminent, no peer. There is no one on the face of the earth that has the same rank as Jesus Christ. That's Colossians 1:18. And so he has given the orders to go out into all the world and preach the gospel, and he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Those who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ must listen to him just like we must listen to him. He commanded that. So one must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of sins. And God will do something amazing. He'll wash away all your sins. He'll add you to his son's church. He'll put you on the path of righteousness. You'll be a new man. Maybe a child of God and you haven't had that new man mentality. As a matter of fact, you've been drawing back, Hebrews 10:34-39. You've been slipping into that old way of thinking. I had a person literally tell me that my spiritual life is non-existent. That's sad. That should never come out of the mouth of a child of God, but it does. Because when we don't exercise the new man like we're supposed to, the old man creeps in and he or she takes over. And we don't want that. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.